The first of four planned public hearings in Rio Del on the proposed commercial medical cannabis land use ordinance was held on May 10th in City Hall. The meeting was focused on cultivation and processing. The city is debating whether or not to approve and regulate commercial medical cannabis-related businesses within the city limits. The proposal restricts these businesses to specific zones in the city with a conditional use permit, so each development would need the approval of the Planning Commission and notification to surrounding properties. The proposed ordinance does not allow for any outdoor open field cultivation at all. Any commercial outdoor natural light or mixed light cultivation is restricted to a greenhouse or outbuilding. These types of cultivation activities are restricted to rural and natural resource zones only. Indoor commercial cultivation will be restricted to industrial, commercial, rural, and natural resources zones. The size of the cultivation allowed is dependent on the size of the property. For example, indoor cultivation on an industrial property of less than 1 acre is allowed up to a 5,000 square foot canopy. 2 acres or more would allow up to a 22,000 square foot canopy. Cultivators would be allowed to process the cannabis that they produce on site. Standalone processing facilities that receive cannabis grown elsewhere would be allowed only in the industrial commercial zone. A processing facility is defined as where the medical cannabis is dried, cured, graded, trimmed, and/or packaged. Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell has received a number of calls from residents who admit to currently growing cannabis in other zones that are not included in the ordinance. They ask that more zones be included in the approved areas as described by Caldwell.
Yeah, there are some residents, renters who contacted me who live in the urban residential and suburban zoning designations that wanted to have an opportunity to get a permit to cultivate in a greenhouse or indoor. Legally, basically. And so that's what I was discussing with the Planning Commission discussed.
And they decided against.
Against recommending. Correct.
So where does that place them legally? So as a city, we say you can't do that. They're obviously not going to stop.
No, they're not. Okay. It becomes an enforcement issue and we've got limited resources.
Police Chief Graham Hill addressed the city response to unpermitted commercial cultivation.
I guess there's a couple of different ways you can treat it, depending on the size of the operation and what else might be going on, but we've been dealing with them as a nuisance abatement, where we would abate the growth.
Because we're over 50 square feet and have 215.
Yeah. If they're out of compliance, we would abate the growth.
Because basically, with a personal 215 priority, still growing where in city, indoors,
correct. Nothing changes with our personal use of marijuana ordinance as a result of this ordinance, too.
The city envisions a commercial medical cannabis business park style development at the former Eel River sawmill site. Multiple businesses have already expressed an interest in this site if the city approves the ordinance. There will be 3 more public hearings on this ordinance. On May 17th, during the regular council meeting, the council will discuss concentrates and edibles. May 24th will be a special meeting to discuss the track and trace program and potential taxes the city could levy. During the regular council meeting on June 7th, the focus will be on testing labs and dispensaries. The city council may vote on the ordinance as early as June 7th. Text of the proposed commercial medical cannabis land use ordinance is available from the city and online at theriodeltimes.com. Video of the meeting is also available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.